Thanks for being here, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been involved with Burning Man?
I've actually been going to the event for a long time. If I go this year, it'll be 24 years. I've only been working the medical side of it for the last 5 years.
How does medical care work when you are out in the desert?
It's kind of an interesting process out there. Until about 1997, there was no medical care. There was up to 7,000 or 8,000 people that came out, and they pretty much just had to take care of themselves. But since then, they've required that there be full medical care available. They subcontract with a group called CrowdRx that's out of New York City. This will be the second year that they've done that. So they have basically a field hospital set up out there, like an army MASH tent, air-conditioned, separate rooms, basically a small hospital. And then there's also a number of what they call satellite clinics spread throughout the event that deal with less major emergencies, kind of Band-Aid clinics.
What's your inventory like when you're out there?
There's a great deal of preparation that goes on to getting set up out there. Of course, there's nothing there to begin with. So they have to bring the physical buildings, air conditioning, heating, and they're set up with a small lab so we can do some blood tests, some urine tests. They can take x-rays. They can do casting. They're set up to do suturing. Really, most things that a small hospital would have, or a small clinic in any case, they're set up where they can do intubation and do emergency critical care on people. And there's a very small pharmacy as well.
During the time that you were there working as a doctor, what is the craziest thing you've seen?
Well, the people tend to be fun and crazy. So there's some serious emergencies that go on out there, of course. We do a lot of sewing up and lacerations and things like that. I was involved when a person was skateboarding out there and his skateboard flew up and hit him in the neck. And he actually ended up closing off his airway. And if he hadn't been intubated and care flighted to Reno, he would have died. So we do see some pretty serious things. Crazy things tend to be later in the week when people are a little more relaxed and a little more partying.
Does the dust get in the way of your work and the supplies that you bring? How do you guys deal with that?
The building itself is pretty good about keeping out the dust. You know, it's got inner doors and outer doors, so there's not dust flying through and filling everything at all times like there is in virtually every other spot at Burning Man. They also keep a couple of rooms relatively dust-free for sewing up people. But dust is always on the floor and on people. You're not breathing it as much in there as you would everywhere else, but there's dust everywhere at Burning Man.
How would you advise people to prepare for the event before they go?
You need to be prepared for extremes of temperature. You need to be prepared for the dust, for sure, for getting lost, for having enough water and food. As far as medically, I think it's really important if you take pain medicines or sleeping pills or anything like that, you need to bring that because the medical tent will not provide that kind of medicine as a rule. And to bring a pretty good dose of common sense, you know, it's a place that people go to get crazy and try new things, but you have to be a little careful. For example, don't just eat things that people hand to you. You might want to ask them if there's anything in there you should know about. Take a few days to get it acclimated.
That being said, what is the purpose of the lecture that you're giving tomorrow?
Well, the lecture hopefully is mostly just entertaining. I've been there a long time. I'll talk a little bit about how the event developed from just a tiny little bonfire on the beach to something that people come to from all over the world. A little bit about what makes it unique, and I will try and talk about some things to keep you out of the medical tent. It's always a priority not to go there if you can help it.
Thank you so much for being here and for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you asking me. Thank you.
Dr. Gary Johnson is with the University of Nevada School of Medicine and is a longtime burner. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Luisa Vieira.